This episode of the Chase Smith Broadcast is brought to you by Copper Fox Recordings. Located in Cincinnati, Ohio, Copper Fox Recordings offers a full-service recording studio for everyone from singer-songwriter to full band. Services offered include tracking, mixing, and mastering. Copper Fox Recordings aim to make the recording that the artist wants to hear, not what they or anyone else wants to hear. It's all about you. If you're not happy with it, then they're not done. Their mentality is, if it sounds good, it is good. Visit CopperFoxRecordings.com for more information. Now, let's get to the podcast. Thank you for downloading the Chase Smith Podcast. In this episode, I interview Summer Phoebus. Summer is the Executive Director of Business Growth at She Works His Way and at Cross Training Couture. She is also the owner of SD Fitness Studios and the CEO of Summer Dawn. Summer shares how she juggles business, ministry, and family, and the importance of intrinsic motivation and overcoming adversity. Let's get it! I am here with Summer Phoebus, business entrepreneur, fitness coach, personal trainer, public speaker, teacher, wife, mom. Summer, how are you doing?
I'm so good. I sound tired listening to all that, but I'm good.
Thank you so much for giving me just a little bit of your time. You and Kent, your husband, mean the world to me, and I am so glad that you just give me a little bit of time. Thank you first, Summer, for coming on the Chase Smith Podcast.
Oh my goodness. I am thrilled to be here, honored to be here, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to dive into what we're going to talk about today.
We've been talking about doing this, I feel like, for a couple years, so I'm really glad to finally have you on. But Summer, I really feel like you can speak to a lot of people here. You are an entrepreneur. You juggle so many balls. You wear so many hats, and you really wear the hats so well. You have successfully started, is it four businesses? Is that right?
Yes. Well, I run four different companies as of right now, so I've started my own businesses. I've started three, and they're all still running on their own. But I also run four companies and then consult for multiple companies.
So you're doing that incredibly well. Your husband, Kent, works in full-time ministry, and you're very active in his ministry. You have...
Absolutely.
And middle school is your oldest in high school? Is that true?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? We have a sophomore in high school and an eighth grader. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's crazy.
So, before we get into all that, Summer, real quick, how do you juggle it all? How do you do that and still have time to enjoy life? And, like, how do you do it?
Yeah. Well, first, let me just tell you, I really appreciate the phrasing of your question. So, I get asked all the time how to balance. And I do not like that word. I feel like balance implies perfection. And especially for us ladies out there, we try to balance everything. And I mean, there's just never going to be a time when everything's perfect. So I have always said juggle. So I just love it that you went there. That's so good. I honestly, the way I juggle it all is what I like to call is rigid freedom in my schedule. And it sounds crazy, an oxymoron perhaps, but truthfully what it is I schedule everything. And I'm a free spirit. So I have a lot of people who say, look, I don't want to have a schedule. I'm an entrepreneur, so I don't have to. Or I own my business, so I don't have to. And I get that because I want freedom too. But I schedule in my freedom. I schedule in my work and I schedule in my off time. And then I stick to it with complete rigidness, and people know that's what I live by. It just allows me to accomplish more in less time without it messing up my priorities. So that's what works for me. Is I'm scheduled from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed. However, keep in mind there's like snack time, nap time, party time, work time. Like, I just make sure it's all in there.
And that was my next question. We have a 2-year-old, yeah. And routine is king for sure. So I get that. So how detailed is your scheduling? I mean, is it like I go to the bathroom this time? Like because I've heard of this tactic before, but I feel like you can get into like really nitty gritty of making the schedule, and then you get too consumed in making this perfect schedule to do anything.
Oh, you are so right. So I actually teach people to schedule by their personality. So okay. Some people need scheduled in a way that they want, like every 15 minutes, an alarm goes off and they switch things. You know, Kent, he is all creative, 100% creative. He's not going to spend more than 30 minutes on a task. If he does, his quality of work will go down. Mm-hmm. So he has to like set his alarms for every 30 minutes and he schedules like that. For me, I can be less rigid with the time and just say, okay, in this next 90 minute block of time, I'm going to accomplish this. Something I do is what I call a focused four for my business work stuff. And I spend 4 hours really focused in on whatever it is. But what I do is I come to that 4 hours with a list of what I will accomplish, and then I make it happen. So I think it depends on the person as to where, whether it needs to be super specific or it can be like a block schedule. There's just all kinds of different options. As long as you know when you're finished with something, what happens next, then your schedule's good. Mm-hmm. That's the ideal.
So you do this professionally. Like, this is one of your businesses, correct?
One of the things I do, yes, I did write a curriculum for one of the companies that I run, and it's a Productivity Academy is what we call it. And we are actually, I think we are up to 200 women that have graduated through that. And basically, the curriculum changes because I think with time things change. And as I learn, I teach new things, but mm-hmm. we teach this rigid schedule format to the ladies. And through their personality, I help them figure out what schedule works for them.
Wow, that's incredible. Was this a lot of trial and error, or how did you learn this?
Yes. Honestly, how I learned it was I was a big whiny baby in the beginning of what God was calling me to, and all these opportunities had fallen in my lap, and instead of just taking advantage of what was there and rocking it out, I started to feel overwhelmed and like I didn't know what was next. And I got overwhelmed, but what happened was I was paralyzed in this lazy state. Like, I couldn't get it all done, so I didn't want to do anything. Yeah. So Productivity Academy, the curriculum, that came from my life 5 years ago where, like, I'm going to Kent, like, I can't do it all. And he's like, listen, he's like, you either need to figure it out or get rid of something. And I have read books and articles and wonderful things about, you know, eliminating things off your plate, making sure your plate's not too full. And I agree 100% with all of that. However, for me, these were callings that God had placed on my life, and it wasn't up to me. Like, I didn't have the right to take stuff off my plate. So I had to figure out how to make it all happen. And that was just being focused and not lazy and understanding, you know, I got work to do. Yep. So the curriculum came from experience in my own life.
Gotcha. So I'm going to read off a little bit more in depth of kind of your resume here. Executive Director of Business Growth at She Works His Way. Executive Director of Business Growth at Cross Training Couture. Did I pronounce that right? That's a very nice word. Couture.
Couture, yeah.
Owner of Summer Dawn Fitness Studio. CEO at Summer Dawn. So of all of that, Summer, which business venture came first?
So really what started was fitness was the first thing. And we were in a small town. They had this gym. I was in South Georgia, and I had put on weight because crockpot macaroni and cheese. I mean, come on. I've never had that anywhere before. But I was kind of realizing things needed to change. It was bad. Kent and I were happy and fluffy, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing in the town. There was nothing for women. And I honestly, like, it was just through an amazing series of events where there was a gym in town they were building at that time. The owner said, hey, listen, I'll build you a room if you'll teach a couple classes. So I was okay, sure, whatever. Yeah. So I went in to teach classes, ended up as the club manager for the gym that I was in, and then built a fitness studio inside of the gym. So my own fitness business there where I grew the membership along with the membership of his club. And that's kind of the beginning. But at the same time, I also was one of those yucky network marketing people, which, P.S., it's not so yucky anymore. I think everybody's coming around to that amazing idea of online business. And I was with an amazing company, health and fitness company, that really launched what everything that started. It taught me nutrition. It was really giving me the tools I needed to provide what I was providing in this brick and mortar business. So the two of those together, an online plus a brick and mortar, which is super cool. Nobody usually does both. I gained experience from both sides of it, and it sort of took off. And then I realized I love business. So I loved fitness. I was passionate about helping other people, mm-hmm. but I realized that business was really where it was at for me. Growth, numbers, things like that. Loved it.
So you've mentioned this a couple times, and I'm just an idiot and I don't know. What does brick and mortar mean? Is that kind of like your bread and butter? Is that another way to word it?
No, brick and mortar actually is referring to physical businesses. So in today's times, most businesses start online. So to be a brick and mortar owner means I've got a physical location where I do business with people. So that's my group fitness studio,
okay.
The gym that Kent and I own. That's a brick and mortar business.
Gotcha.
And then you've got the online businesses. Yep.
So Summer Dawn is online, cross training, couture is online, and She Works His Way is all online as well.
Yeah, She Works His Way is, that is consulting and business coaching online. Cross Training Couture is an e-commerce based fitness, like fitness tanks. They are gorgeous. Ladies, if you're listening and you want to rock amazing tank tops in your workout with an incredibly awesome message that isn't all about get skinny and whatever, then you need to look up Cross Training Couture. They're awesome, high-end fashion. I love it. It's one of my favorite gigs that I have. And then I have the studio itself, and then Summer Dawn Incorporated, which is the consulting work that I do for other business owners who want to take a business and make it grow, or maybe they have a failing business or a plateaued business. I kind of come in as a, Kent calls me the Renta CEO. Kind of like, as soon as he said that, I went to GoDaddy and I was like, is that available? There's no way. And of course it wasn't, but that's basically what I do.
Nice. So, so this is all in the last 5 years, really, right? Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, I would say the online, the first fitness business, that was about 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So 8 years. Yep.
Cool. So in that 8 years, what's been some adversity that you've had to overcome, not only as an entrepreneur, but just figuring all this out? What's been some big obstacles you've had to kind of run through?
Well, I mean, I would say one of the biggest is being self-taught. So I was an entrepreneur, I mean, through and through, and I've been one my entire life. So college was not for me. I could not decide on what I wanted to do. There was nothing that they offered at the college that I was passionate about, and I just did not want that. I didn't want the student loans. I just couldn't handle it. And so for me, I had to really be open to learning. Anybody who was teaching, I was listening. I mean, in my free time, I was doing everything I could to read a book, to get, to be mentored. That is so huge, to find someone who is willing to mentor you, that's above where you're at, that have already walked in, you know, places where you're walking.
I love that.
So those were the things. Yes, those were the things that were huge to me, is just having to teach myself everything through experience. And I made a lot of mistakes, but those mistakes, they really did teach me.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing you would tell your 19-year-old self, which I think I knew you when you were 19. I think so.
You did. You were just a little tiny middle schooler. I was crazy.
And now I'm a little tiny dad. So not much has changed, but what would you tell your 19-year-old self?
I would say, don't be scared. Like, just go for it. I had in me at 19 what I have in me today at 36 years old. Mm-hmm. There's nothing different about my drive, my work ethic, my motivation. It was just at 19 I kept doing it for other people. And I wish I had just trusted my gut and my instinct and went for a few things on my own. And I think that a lot of younger people are doing that nowadays, especially with the internet being amazing opportunity for people to grow online. But I wish that I had trusted myself a little bit more. So I think, I believe in what you're passionate about. I believe that there's a way offer it to people, to be a help to people, and then to realistically, as much as we don't like to talk about it, to monetize it, to make money off of it. Because what you're passionate about is what you're going to do the best at and what you're going to be the best used in and the way that you're going to bless others the most. So it's okay to get paid for that. So I think that's probably the biggest thing I'd tell myself. I waited too long.
You know, one of my favorite passages of scripture is John 10:10. God came so that we can have life to the full, and Satan just tries to keep that away. And I think God has wired everyone uniquely and differently. And, you know, you love what you do. I can tell it. You're passionate about it. You know, I would say you're an example of living life to the full.
That's it.
That's God wired us our own way. And I totally agree with that. So how would you say all of your business ventures connect? Do you see a common thread in everything that you do?
Yeah. And it's, I'm glad you just quoted scripture, because that's where it's at for me. It is, all of the businesses that I run are some form of a ministry. So I don't feel like the businesses I run are my paychecks. I feel like they are where God's called me to be a light in this world for him. So that would probably be the biggest common thread that each of them have. I truly want to help people, and I want to help them where they're at. And, you know, Kent and I love the local church. He's been in full-time student ministry now. Goodness, I think we're going on 17 or 18 years. Mm-hmm. So a long time. But we love it, and we're so blessed to be inside of the local church. But at the same time, I'm very called to be ministering to people outside of it. So even with our fitness studio and the things, it's not like a place where everybody comes and it's, you know, we all just walk in and hold hands and pray before every workout. But there's something different about us. And some people walk in knowing, and some people walk in not knowing. And so I think that would be the biggest thing for each of the businesses, is that they're callings on my life. They're not just job opportunities that I signed up for. So I take them seriously, and I want to see God use me. I don't want to hold him back, you know?
Yep. So Summer, let's try to get you a little business right now. Can we do that?
Sure.
So your three ventures, She Works His Way, is for people who, what? So if I have someone who's listening, who would be She Works His Way for? Like, who would want to, what would that
be? Women just like me, women just like me. So women who, there, you just hit the nail on the head when you said this, Chase. Women who are uniquely gifted or wired in a way where your thing is business. And there are some of us out there. It can feel lonely, because, you know, I always, whenever I get together with a bunch of women, I don't have a recipe to share. I would burn muffins if I even tried to even attempt it. But by golly, I can pull out a profit and loss statement like nobody's business, right?
Uh-huh.
So there are women like us. So She Works His Way is for women in business. But what it is it's just accountability that teaches us to keep our priorities straight. So just because our calling is business, we don't lose sight that our true, true first calling is to our spouses and to our children. And that's where it's at. And if that's taken care of first, that God will sustain the businesses and the work that we have in our life. So She Works His Way is actually a community of women who, it's a membership that you can be a part of monthly. You get business coaching. My partner's name, her name's Michelle Myers. She's incredible. She's the founder of She Works His Way. And so we get to teach you things that we've learned in business. It's biblical truth with business application. So it's exactly like, if you're listening to this and that sounds good to you, this is for you. So
love it.
And it's SheWorksHisWay.com.
Cross training couture is fashion. It's clothes for people who work out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a faith-based fitness, tank tops. We actually have a couple, we love our coffee cups too, hats. But really cool, nice, unique items that spreads a much more positive message than some that you'll see at the gym.
Is that women only?
We actually, every once in a while, we'll pull out a men's piece, because all of our women want something for their hubbies. But really, it's mostly just for the ladies, yes.
Gotcha. And Summer Dawn Fitness is your brick and mortar, right? So
that's right.
Unless it's Delaware specific.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're from Delaware, then we probably know each other because it's a small, small state. But yeah, I'm in Middletown, Delaware, and we own SD Fitness Studio here. And then we actually have one of our trainers who has a little branch of us in Wilmington who teaches up there. So yeah, it's a cool gig too.
And then is Summer Dawn anything online, or is that just all the umbrella?
Yes. That is Summer Dawn is the consulting. No. So that is
Productivity Academy.
Well, Productivity Academy is actually a part of She Works His Way.
Oh, okay.
So that's
okay.
An example of what we teach them. Now, I will do Productivity Academies for corporate groups as well outside of it, but She Works His Way, those women are where we offer it primarily. But then Summer Dawn Consulting is for those of you who are in business, who maybe you are stagnant or plateaued and you want new life. It's for people who have, the business has ran away from them. So something I love is creatives have started businesses in this time, and it's amazing, but they started businesses and they're amazing with their products and what they do, and it started to run away from them. And so then they call me and I come and help them catch up so that they can keep the growth happening without it losing track. So that's what I do as a consultant for different companies, organizations. I come in and just make sure people are in their right seats, right roles, and the leaders are leading properly and poured into properly, things like that.
Love it. Love it. Hey, two more questions. All right. Two more questions.
Sure. Sure.
What would you tell someone? Well, let me ask this. What do you tell yourself when your alarm goes off at 4:30 a.m.? I know it's different because you have a class, people depend on you, but what would you tell yourself if your alarm goes off at 4:50 and you have like a 5 a.m. class? Like, what do you say? How do you do that? What advice would you have for someone who just can't make that first step?
Is such a good question. That's a good question. I honestly, this lady, she's an amazing woman who spoke at a conference. And I wish I could remember her name. She's not famous by any means. She's awesome. But she used to say, she said, I want you to, when your feet hit the floor, when you go to get out of bed, you say, God, this is your day. I give it to you. Do with me what you will. And that has become a little bit of a habit. And I mean, it's just crazy the motivation that comes from that. So I think, first of all, if you're really struggling to get out of bed, I would ask you to take a good look at what's going on in your life. And why you're working so hard in something you're not passionate about. And I'm not saying everybody can quit their whatever it is and go switch jobs, but I'm telling you that if there's enough fight in you, you can transition into what you're passionate about. It's possible to do that. So if you hate getting out of bed that bad, you need to reevaluate your life's purpose and what you're doing, because when you live with purpose and you live working through your passion, then it won't be hard to get out of bed.
That's great. And then you just got to do it. You just got to you just have to do it.
There's no way. I mean, you have two choices, and it's so silly, but yeah. You have two choices. You can lay in bed and you can always wish, or you can go. I mean, those are your two options. And I can tell you, one leads to miserable and one leads to abundance. So I guess you choose the end of the story, and then that's how you determine how you get there.
Amen. Hey, so last question here. What is next for Summer Phoebus, entrepreneur, mom, wife? What's next? What's next?
Oh, golly. Listen, I wish I knew. That's one thing. God and I have a lot of talks about how he doesn't really let me plan too far out. So I have this little dream in the back of my mind where I'd love to open a coffee shop right here in our community.
I was just going to suggest. I was like, I feel like the next step is like a coffee shop. I was honestly going to say.
That is so funny. Maybe that's confirmation.
Listen, you
after we get done, you need to call my husband and you need to tell him that you feel like I need to open a coffee shop. Yeah, I really think another brick and mortar. I'd love to get another brick and mortar under my belt someday. Mm-hmm. Although I will tell you, with a sophomore and an eighth grader, I I got to focus on them. Once they're graduated, I can think a little more, but we've got some big years ahead of us. So I definitely want to stay focused there.
Definitely. Well, you have a wonderful family summer. All of you have played such an important part in my life. Where can we find you online? What are some of your websites? Give us your Instagram. You have great Instagram posts. You're very active every day, multiple times a day. Where can we find you online?
Okay, so if you look at, and my name is Somer, so Somer Dawn. You can find me on Instagram under Somer Dawn. You can also find me on Instagram under Somer Dawn Fitness. So the Somer Dawn Fitness is obviously my fitness side. Somer Dawn, and my last name is Phoebus, Phoebus. That's going to be the business and the Jesus side of things. And then online, really the websites is SheWorksHisWay.com, CrossTrainingCouture.com, SDFitnessStudio.com. And then to email me, if you're looking for consulting or anything like that, you can email our company at SummerDawnOnline@gmail.com. And somebody from my team will get back to you, and then we will get things in order so we can chat.
I will include all those links in the show notes. So if you're listening and you weren't able to write that down, it'll be available to you there. Summer, thank you so much for your time tonight.
So good.
Thank you.
Yes, it was so awesome.
It was great to hear your story. I loved it. And I hope that it helps someone else kind of get out of bed and take that first step.
Me too. Me too. That'll be my prayer over this.
Yep. All right. Hey, tell your family I said hello, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chase.
All right. Thanks, Summer.
Bye-bye.